This is part 6 of a proposal made by the Domain Media, the Domain Group, titled Yes, We Love the Planet, for Explorations Program, Canada Council, September 1984, written by Z. Charnot. The next page lists the personnel that would be participating as part of the Domain Group. And there are 11 people listed. The next section is titled Scope. The most encompassing term to use to indicate the field of study intended is semiology, the correlation between the signifier and the signified. It is an important distinction of the subject of semiology versus linguistics, to include not only the arbitrary symbols of spoken and written languages and the denotation of the lexicographic abstract meanings of the words, the grammatical syntax, even the poetic structures and the connotations provided by context, but the whole meaning-containing and meaning-conveying systems of such languages as art, even cinematic art, body language, and the penetrating of a more comprehensive media and a more intricate syntax, see attached domain media description. The signifier / signified relations even extend to biological correlations between DNA and the developed form of a living organism. The second related subject area involves the function of the senses, the codifications of the mind, the structures of culture, the nature of intelligence and consciousness. These are all within the scope of the intended proposal. Thirdly, the way human efforts combine or fail to combine in order to meet collective human need, and the role of communication in combining human effort, constitutes another related segment of the exploration. Scope, detail, this is the next heading. The relationship between natural intelligence and artificial intelligence, the comparison between the serial, analytical, abstract processes of a lateralized left brain and the phenomena of language as an arbitrary symbol system and the parallel context acknowledging holistic processes of a lateralized right brain and the phenomena of music and art relate to the unified semiology. The notions of energy per pattern ratios and the graphic plot of energy per pattern ratios versus degrees of correlation, a recent idea I have presented in a lecture, produces an understanding and a structure for numerous media from body language to cinematic art. This graphic plot relating energy per pattern ratios to degrees of correlation allows for hieroglyphics, map territory, type, indexing, or even icons. The comparison even allows relationships to biological and sociological processes, knowing and being, the brain and mind, to be expressed. The meaning-containing and meaning-conveying properties of not only symbols, hieroglyphics, indexes, and icons, but of genetic substances, subatomic quantum chromodynamics, etc., provide the basis for an exploration of reality and truth as philosophical components of the study exploration. The next heading is ramifications, inclusions. Ramifications include human possibility, skills of consciousness, for example, Chan or Zen Buddhism, Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, and mysticism. This array of subjects bear on the nature of the mind, if not the power of the mind, perhaps as a force field with a dependent and or independent relationship to the physiology of the body, brain, and a magnetic charge motion pattern within physiology. Hypnosis as a phenomena, the neuroendocrine system, psychosomatics, autogenics, meditation, and contemplation converge upon the field of exploration study. The APL computer language and its uniform mathematical notation with overstructures and transcendentals are a means of organizing and structuring data, but also constitutes a phenomena itself. Speech recognition by computer is a significant undertaking. Heading: Large-Scale Systematics. Progressing the scale of the systematic considerations, the totality of life support and autonomy, which progresses man's cooperative and non-intrusive relationship to nature, using controlled environments for every scale of life and integrating the systems, also connect to the exploration. The correlations of the world dynamic patterns of J. Forrester of MIT are relevant. The next heading is Synopsis. Energy and Pattern. Consciousness and Mind. Order within and between living entities and human possibility. Provide theme structures. Innovation, invention, creativity, and intelligence are all processes which involve the convergence of energy and pattern, the focus and processing of that energy and pattern, the divergence or distribution of communication, then feedback and interface, aggregation, association, affiliation, and alliance. Language, poetry, creative writing, art, photography, cinematography, music, sound and acoustics, semantics and semiology, systemics and synergistics, mysticism and metaphysics, cosmology and consciousness, in all, the source, crafts, arts, and processes of life. Products of study: computer programs, schematics, scripts, recordings of hypnotic explorations, inventions, video productions, diagrams, storyboards, musical structures, trans-cinematic productions, photography, creative writings, art, real-time organizations, bioreactors, designs, models, controlled environments for plant life, autogenic methods, left and right brain, lateralized and generalized brain organization in male and female, and related gender identity explorations, psychology, ethnology, linguistics, anthropology, sociology, drama. Yes, that is the end of the list. This section is titled Application. Media is domain. Exhibit title, Yes, We Love the Planet. Headings, concept, purpose, project definition, media description, potential. Concept. There are three components: 1, function; 2, form; 3, means. Number 1, function. Through the use of realistic and metaphorical images, which involve and arouse every sense, the exhibit first isolates, then submerges each individual. The environment takes the individual on an experience path upon, beneath, and above planet Earth.